Welcome to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast, brought to you by Nintendo Freaking Freaky Productions. How's it going, everyone? Happy apocalypse! Yeah!
That's about where our music would play.
December 21st, 2012. You know, nobody knew it in the morning. They thought the apocalypse was going to happen. And yes, it did. Started out with my left shoe being untied, followed by the right one. Then me forgetting to make my lunch this morning. Then trying to figure out how to make breakfast without waking up my nephew. They say that war is hell. Well, apparently they've never been to work. They say that peaches come in cans, and it was put there by a man.
And now I'm going to talk like Bane. Because it doesn't matter how I talk, it doesn't matter that I am talking, and there is no silence. With a limited slip differential, I shall cruise through this apocalypse.
Is that truly accurate, you know, calling this the apocalypse? Or is it just the end of days, you know, Ragnarok?
Judgment Day!
Well, this podcaster is not going to be so easily, deterred? Is that the right word? I don't know.
Or Punisher Journal number 35. The zombies started coming up from the ground. Slowly at first, and then fast later. It's only with their many hordes that they decided to have a tea party.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm having fun with this.
If you're listening to this, you are the resistance. With great responsibility comes...
Oh, wait. I got that wrong.
Or Brochure Journal number 43. It's been 5 minutes since my last podcast. I can't stop doing this voice. Eventually, it's going to hurt, but I don't care. I left my girlfriend and her niece and nephew at home. They're safe there, or at least I think so. The blizzard last night took out most of the roads. I had to put spikes and chains on my car. I drive a powder blue Prius.
No, I'm kidding. It's a Ford Focus.
But it's powder blue.
No, it's not. It's ice blue, motherfucker.
It's another name for powder blue.
Shut up. So anyway.
Okay, now I'm gonna start talking like Bane again. Because you know what? I like that movie. Oh, I hate the snow.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it, you know.
It doesn't matter if there's anything we can do about it. It's what you are going to do about it.
What, you want me a shovel?
Well, yeah. And therein lies the answer.
Brochure Journal number 335. I've only been podcasting for about an hour now. There's no sign of life anywhere. Streetlights aren't even on. It's only 4 o'clock in the morning.
This game's about 6:30. 6:40. Excuse me, folks. I got a little bit of a dry throat, you know? And, well, we're talking about the apocalypse and everything and making fun of it. There was a note posted in the in one of the break rooms at my work. It was talking about a luncheon, you know, a apocalypse lunch, you know. And with this lunch, they were going to, you know, bring things, you know, like a potluck, you know. One of them was blood sausage for sacrifice to the Mayan gods. Like, oh, really? Actually, I thought it was kind of interesting. I've never had blood sausage, but I do not think I'll be available to attend this party. Because I don't let Bane attend parties. Well, that voice kind of reminds me of Jim Carrey. Lovely party. A party I wasn't invited. I seriously hope you guys can make out what I'm saying with doing the voices and shit. Because in my head, it's funny, you know. Warpersia Journal number 666. Just hit the freeway. Driving along. Daddy, I gotta use the bathroom. Not now, damn it. Truck tire. Oh, we're burning alive. Oh, God. What am I doing? What the fuck am I doing? Oh, shit. The freeway seemed pretty clear. But not for long. So, yeah. I have another podcast to upload, but I figured, because this is the apocalypse, we gotta have the Impromptu No Sense Podcast Apocalypse Edition! I mean, just think, you know, what could be the end of the world, you know? The dead have risen to be alive. Or, meteor's gonna hit, or the world's gonna flood, or yeah, you never know. And for all we know, it could be nothing. It does not matter if we believe the Mayans or not. If the Mayans are right, the Mayans are right. Okay, that was kind of Wimpy Bane, but it's only because my throat's getting a little tickle. Oh no, I forgot to grab my coffee. Shit. You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna go back and get my coffee. Shoot, I forgot I was still recording. Sorry, folks. Apparently, I gotta leave that in because it's one take Friday. That's it. I'm making this one take Friday where I record, and if I screw up, that's my fault. Yeah, either I should edit it when I get home, you know, just clip out the silence. I haven't really debated that yet. I'll listen to it later. But yeah, I just realized I forgot my coffee. I was starting to get thirsty and stuff. And yeah, Brian needs his coffee. So Brian is going to go home and get his coffee. Oh boy.
Or probably should journal number 300 and... Oh, wait. Number 1,902. It's been a half an hour since I left home.
Oh, wait. I screw up.
Ah, who cares? Anyways, I left home a while ago. Forgot my coffee. Going back to get it. I never leave a man behind. Or a woman. I need kisses.
Oh, okay. What shit, man? How could I forgot my damn coffee? Oh, it gives me a chance to bring in my damn sandwich. I know. Who the fuck goes all the way back just for their fucking coffee? Me. Because the roads are actually relatively clear, and I should be able to get to work no problem. It's just, I want my coffee. And we have a nephew that's really sensitive to coffee and sugar and caffeine. Yeah. Basically, I don't want him to get at it, you know. Regardless if he doesn't like coffee or whatever, he'll probably drink it just to get a buzz. Caffeine buzz, dickhead. I didn't mean I put alcohol in my coffee. Ben likes to Irish up his coffee, even though he is not Irish. Alright, sorry folks, I'm going to pause you guys for a little while just so I can collect my thoughts, but I'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
We're publishing a journal. Well, whatever. Anyways, I got my coffee. Now I'm happy. Got another kiss for my sweetie. Now I'm on my way to work. As if the world doesn't end. Landlady did come out though, so. Not sure if she seemed to care. Had the sunny apocalypse. Damn it.
But yeah, I got my coffee. Going to work. Work. Yeah, and what really sucks today is that I'm going to go work, you know, and because some idiot decided to say the end of the Mayan calendar is the apocalypse, it only goes up to 2012. And, oh shit. Okay, sorry. That was fun. Sorry. What was I saying? Oh yeah, Mayan calendar. Yeah. I'm not sure if I should say that word anymore. Holy shit. Oh man. That doesn't get your heart rate going, I don't know what will. Holy shit. Oh, man. stay a moment here. Oh, man. But yeah, I mean, just because the calendar ends at that time doesn't mean the world ends. I mean, why would the Mayans be known as people who tell the future, you know? You know, I mean, looking at everything that's, that's produced by ancient civilizations as fact, you know? No way of telling that. But yeah. Oh, now I remember what I was talking about, before I was, interrupted by me nearly getting in an accident, small accident, fender bender. Yeah, I don't see what's the point of going to work today, other than, you know, just to show up, because, one, I don't think that I'm going to be able to really do much over there because, one, I don't think a whole lot of people are going to turn up for work on Friday because of the snow, because they're sick, and it's the apocalypse. And for those people that really, truly believe that this is the apocalypse, that the world is going to end today. I decided to spend time home with the loved ones. Which, I can understand that for the most part, but me, I seriously think it's not going to happen, but I don't want to tempt fate. You know, people say, apocalypse, you know. The next thing you know, we're actually having the apocalypse because of us naysaying, you know. And there goes my throat. Thank you. Oh, boy. What a morning, you know. I mean, who starts out the morning with,
let's see. We got John Connor, a.k.a. Batman.
That's the same damn voice. Batman, John Connor, same voice. And then you got Bane. I don't know about you, but I think Bane is the funner of the voices. Oh, after a while. Or all is well, I don't know what I want to say.
All I know is my voice is getting rocky like this.
Oh, shit. Boy, wasn't it interesting when I was funny about 5 minutes ago? Yeah. That's okay. I forgive you. Ah, shit. Shit! Okay, never mind. Ay. Roads are slippery. Like a seal. God. That's one thing I would love to see. Tobuscus's take on the apocalypse. For those of you that they don't know about Tobuscus, there's a this guy named Toby Turner, also known as Tobuscus. It's on YouTube. He makes these videos. And I like some of his music videos he does. Like, he did a couple, ones based on Minecraft, you know, which are like my all-time favorites. Hey, little Tim Tim, things are looking grim, grim. But I've got the solution. Safety torch, put it in your hallway. Safety torch. Chase the monsters away. Or, the one that I really like is Do you like my sword, sword? Do you like my diamond sword, sword, sword? You cannot afford, afford, afford. Even if you cut, cut, I have a patent. No one else can make a sword in this manner, manner. Welcome to my manner, manner. Do you like my soul? That was rhetorical. You know I am the oracle. Diamond swords made of fucking diamond. You cannot deny it. Yeah. I can swing my sword, sword! Nice guy knowing that, that's pretty catchy tune, you know. Let's see. Na 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 na, nugget, 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 biscuit. No, it's biscuit, nugget, biscuit, nugget, nugget and a biscuit, nugget and a biscuit. Dipping in mashed potatoes. Nugget and a biscuit, nugget. Biscuit, nugget, biscuit. Nugget and a biscuit. I forget how it goes now. I used to have the song down pat, but whatever. It was swell, but the swelling's gone down. Man. Just think of all the apocalypse movies that are out there, you know? Or post-apocalypse movies. That's right. That means you could survive an apocalypse. The end of the world doesn't necessarily mean exactly end of the world. It just means end of civilization. Which just means that it's the end of the world as we know it. But I feel fine. That's right. I sing it. I sing it all day long. But yeah, gosh. I mean, look at, you know, Biodome, which is like supposed to be like starting to research on how to survive in apocalypse times or whatever, or trying to heal the earth before it blows up or whatever. And you got Tank Girl, you know, played by Lori Petty, you know. She's cute. Yes, and I'm also crazy. Thank you. But no, no, she's cute. You know, and I loved her in that movie. She's very, what's the word? Kooky. Sassy and goofy. That's what kooky means. I kind of like that. And, you know, of all the movies I haven't seen, I have not seen Apocalypse Now. Or, Full Metal Jacket, which I'm assuming is an Apocalypse movie. Assuming, because I've never seen it. But, yeah, It's weird, you know, that today is supposed to be the end of the days, and I'm still podcasting. Oh, yeah, and there's a nice Facebook post that says, if we actually make it to the 22nd, the doctor did it! He said it was all! I'm seeing it for today. And unfortunately, you know, it might be until after the apocalypse that I might be able to upload this. Which fucking sucks. You know? Because I'm going to be at work. I don't have my own laptop with me, so I can't do shit. Not only that, but with my own laptop, I can't do anything on the internet. Thank you. Oh, shoot. I forgot again. And I have the phone on the wrong side. Oh, man, I hope you guys heard me okay. I feel like a shit. Sorry, I got so distracted. Now I was looking at, reading the sign, and I'm like, man. I think I definitely got to edit the show. Damn it. I am very sorry, folks. You know what? I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to end it here because, well, I'm going to upload it to that that one website, you know, and I'm going to try and make sure I upload this today. On December 21st, 2012, date of recording. And thanks for listening to the Impromptu Middle Sense podcast. If you're a survivor, if you're a survivor of the apocalypse and you have the ability to dial, please give me a call at 510-47-FREE. That's 510-473-725. I think. Wait, 510-473-725. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think so. Whatever spells freak out on your phone. I'm sorry, folks. I'm bad at this. You know, I thought I had it down pat. Or if the internet's still up. If the internet's still up by the end of today. You know, or by the time you hear this. Please, please. Try and email me at nosensepod@gmail.com. No, C-E-N-T-S, pod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Stay subscribed. I'll see you after the apocalypse.